The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Can't get O.J. Simpson on my brain. It's awful. Why does the media do this to us? Isn't it the equivalent of being at the supermarket checkout line and looking over and there it is? National Enquirer. I am going to blame the media for this reason. They're so lazy. They love these anniversaries, right? So we got here 20 years since the day that O.J.'s Bronco chase happened. It's factual. All right, and I'm sucked into it. That's why I'm saying. Here's a true story. I'm at Mass this morning, and the gospel, I'm thinking of O.J. Simpson and one of the callers to this program last week. I can't look. How unimportant in the grand scheme of life when you're hearing, a priest talk about read the gospel, and I'm thinking about O.J. Simpson, and I'm thinking about a caller to What's on Your Mind. It fit, I think, but I don't know. I think it's a disease or something. I don't know. I need your help, folks. I'll go on the couch today. You can sort all this out for me. This is the program we call What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hannon. I have a very embarrassing tidbit to reveal today on the program, too, that relates to a story of mine and the O.J. Bronco chase. I actually remember the very spot that I was at. I was at the Westward Ho in Grand Forks watching on the big screens the chase. I remember like it was yesterday. It was 20 years ago. I don't remember what I had for lunch yesterday, and I remember that. Where I was at, what I was doing during the O.J. Bronco chase. Why is my big question. Why in the world do I remember that?
I remember that, too, because the TV was on. I don't know, on CNN Headline News, which I kind of tended to do at the time. That's back when they used to actually do news on Headline News. Remember that? And I really hadn't been listening to it, but a couple of times I'd walk by and there's this white Bronco. And I'm like, what's the big deal? Oh, that's the big deal.
It was, of course, at the time, but anyway. All right, here's what we're going to do today on the program. First of all, let us know what's on your mind, and if it's not O.J., that's actually very welcome. If it is O.J., that's okay, too, because we ask because we want to know what's on your mind. So let us know. There are vastly more important things all throughout the headlines than the 20-year anniversary of the Bronco chase, but I guarantee you, a lot of people will be talking about where were you when today on the program. I'll also explain my little wrestling match this morning, hearing the slice out of the good book and tying that to O.J. because I do think that as they say, what goes around comes around. But anyway, we'll get to that in a minute here. Also on the program today, we're going to talk about common misconceptions in agriculture. Tuesday is a day that we are brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. It's Ag Day around here. It's a day on the farm. We do, why do farmers do what they do? And a question that came in that I'm just relishing the answer to is why ranchers still use horses to work cattle instead of equipment like an ATV. So we're going to answer that question today. And we're also going to talk at the bottom of this hour with Val Wagner. She chairs the Promotion and Education Committee for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And we're going to bust up some ag myths for you today on the program. John Gottfried will be here next hour. He chairs the North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation Coalition. And they have been calling schmatzy on sponsors of the Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment signature gathering efforts and have said basically they're illegal. So we're going to get to the bottom of what that is all about. They're, of course, out trying to get signatures to put a ballot question on the ballot come November. All right, so let's do O.J. first here, shall we? And if the O.J. thing really makes you crazy, that's fine. Just call about something else quickly, and we'll get off of the O.J. topic for you. But it is today the 20th anniversary of the O.J. Simpson Bronco chase. Okay, and I don't know why, but I remember where I was at when it happened. And if you do, I'd be curious. Is there any O.J. fans left out there? Remember O.J.? Remember the sprinting through the airport for Hertz Rent-A-Car? The Buffalo Bills, the glory days. I mean, here's what bugs me about the whole O.J. Simpson thing. It just is human tragedy all the way through it. You know what I mean? It is king of the mountain, top of the hill, fall in a very public, very ugly way, and just flat out sad. The whole deal. Some people, they maybe be able to cut through. I'm always amazed. He was in North Dakota. He had a girlfriend, as I recall, a number of years back, and so he'd come to Fargo every now and then, and people go gaga over him. And, they're getting pictures with him, posting it on social media, sending it around. Hey, it's O.J. at the bar. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what's there to celebrate here? O.J. the guy that took the life of Nicole Brown Simpson. Was he guilty? Or since the glove didn't fit, do you think they were right to acquit? Is there anybody anywhere that thinks he's not guilty? Maybe that's what we should do. We should throw out the net to really find the person that thinks he was not guilty. I don't know. But here is here's how I'll, and bear with me. But part of this reading from Matthew today that I heard that made me think of O.J. was the line, the sun rises on the bad and the good and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. Meaning, to me, look, good things happen to good people and bad people, right? The sun comes up on all the good folks, sun comes up on all the bad folks. It rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. But at some point, obviously, if you have a faith, you believe in a day of judgment, right? Let's set that aside. I think O.J.'s came a little early. Right? Because, when the glove didn't fit and they voted to acquit in the whole gong show of the trial. And I guess when is the 20th anniversary of that? That's what we'll have to deal with next in about a year, right? Here's the 20th anniversary of the verdict. Ah, run for your life. So he might have had some sunshine. He might have had some rain on the not guilty day. But boy, it came around now because last time I checked, he's in the Crowbar Hotel. For how long? How long is O.J. locked up for, Todd? You know? He's going to be there for a while.
Yeah, I quit counting.
So it came around, right? It came around. What's the lesson there? I don't know. Some days you wonder, how in the world? It comes around. Came around from O.J. Ask Todd what, Chris? Chris is telling me something in my ear. What's that, Chris? Oh, I see. Okay. He wants me to ask you something, but I couldn't hear what he wanted me to ask you, Todd. And usually his questions are going to be
can't
better than my questions.
Can't he just pop a microphone on like everybody else?
He could, but I think he prefers that Snerdly thing where he can kind of just,
Yeah, but even Snerdly occasionally gets on that show.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Yeah, yeah. He wanted me to ask you where you were. You already told me that, didn't you?
Well, there we are. Ask Todd where he was. Which Chris knows darn good and well where I was, because right above that line. I was at Ohio State. I was taking classes during school because I dropped out of college in the 80s to go work in radio. And then got a situation where I was doing nights. And I thought, well, wait a minute. I got time during the day. Maybe I can go back and get that degree. So I was going to Ohio State. And that campus was sharply divided. There was nobody that said, I don't really care. I don't really follow it. You either were adamant that he was guilty or adamant that he was innocent. And for a few days there, it wasn't all that pleasant around campus because inevitably you saw somebody who was busy touting the position opposite yours, whichever way you went.
Are they left, though? Is there anybody out there that still thinks he...
Within a few days, it all kind of died down, and we all realized, okay, well, O.J.'s O.J. regardless of whether he did it or not.
And life is going to go on, right?
And life went on, but... Yeah. The fun part for me, though, is moving to Bismarck years later and seeing a white Bronco. I don't know if it's still around town, but there was a big white Bronco with a license plate. It either said no O.J. or not O.J. or something like that. But because the first, what did you think when you saw one of those big white Broncos? You always thought, hey, O.J. for a while there. And somebody had a sense of humor to put it on their license plate that, nope, this is not O.J.'s.
Did you know you can rent that now? In fact,
No way.
You can. I saw a story on NBC that some guys bought the Bronco and thought they'd flip it and make a lot of money, but because it just didn't work out. So what they do now is they rent it. Actually, they believe it or not, you can. And here's my embarrassing story. I actually bought a Bronco, a brand new Ford Bronco. Now it wasn't white. I couldn't go that far. But I did buy a Bronco specifically because of that. Because of that whole, I did. I don't know. I don't remember how long it was, but
I had gone for the white one.
Went over to Red River Ford.
I put some Buffalo Bill stickers on it just to see if anybody would fight.
I don't know if it was Curtis Berg that owned it at the time. He was a famous car salesman over there at Red River Ford in East Grand Forks, where Tim Schwann and his in-laws had bought it by then. I can't remember, but because of OJ. Now I've got that embarrassing moment out of my past. Wes and Fargo, when we come back, what's on your mind? Tell us.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 662237 extension 129.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, 20 past the hour. Gene Taylor made it official after the show yesterday that he is leaving NDSU for the University of Iowa. I was scratching my head a little bit yet about that yesterday, saying, you know, why leave the top spot at NDSU to go be number two at Iowa? But Gene explained it tearfully and rather emotionally yesterday, and that his career quest is ultimately to get to, you know, a a job that would be the top man, the AD at a bowl championship series school. And he doesn't think that could happen if he stays at NDSU. So talked to a lot of folks and made the decision that if he wants to be at a BCS, if he wants to go that route, that's the step he's got to take. So you got to applaud that. He's got a career goal in mind, and he's heading for it. Quick follow-up on yesterday's program. We ended yesterday with a conversation with a Democratic candidate for Secretary of State who was assigning some blame for the low voter turnout last week on the new voter ID law. And we got a note after the program from Al Jager, the Secretary of State, saying, I heard from others about April Fairfield's comments on the show. Based on what I was told, I think it'd be of value to your listeners to hear a different perspective about the election as to voter turnout, voter ID, the Jamestown man, remember she told us about him, and the ID requirements to obtain a hunting and fishing license, which are more demanding than they are for voting, and which was supported by 100% of the legislature. We're going to take Al up on that offer and continue that conversation because a lot of you disagreed with her yesterday. But we like hearing all sides here in the program, so all for it. All right, let's get to West and Fargo at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Wes, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott. See, this is Wes Belter. If I could back up to the president's visit, you know, having the president come to your state should be a real day of, that we should look forward to. But from my perspective, it was not a good day for America. When you stop to think about the Mideast being on fire, children streaming across our borders, the VA not being operative, and then this president has time to come to North Dakota and then go to a $32,000 per plate dinner in California. You know, I'm thinking as leader of the free world, you know, what kind of perception is he leaving? And so for me, it was a disappointing day because I thought the president should have stayed in Washington and been talking to his security council and the Joint Chiefs to try and figure out what he could resolve in the Mideast. And so I just wanted to share that with you because I did not think it was an appropriate thing for the president to do under the circumstances.
And the list you listed off, Wes, is compelling, and I agree with you completely. We've got a flat-out crisis, and we're losing the ground that our men and women in the armed forces, Guard and Reserve, bought and paid for with blood and a great deal of sacrifice by their families. We've got, as you say, this, I believe, self-inflicted wound down at the border with folks, youngsters pouring across the border, and you got VA and Bergdahl scandal and others. Here's what I would ask you in response. Your suggestion is that the president stay in the White House and deal with these crises. And clearly, 6 years in, that's not his M.O., right? I mean,
He did precisely the same day thing the day the consulate at Benghazi was burned. He went off to a fundraiser, and now today I guess he's running off to Michigan to speak. And this just doesn't demonstrate any type of leadership that should be beneficial to this country. And my only take would be.
Since he's not going to do what you suggest, and he is going to travel across the country, to me, I'll take him here dealing with an issue. Whether or not he's actually going to do what he says, or that the policies announced are going to make a difference, it was very obvious to me. A lot of young kids were fired up that Barack and Michelle Obama were on the Standing Rock Indian Reservation. They probably have a lifetime memory, and if he's going to be somewhere, why not be here? And we got a sliver of hope that he actually takes some campaign rhetoric that he talked about in 2008 and translates it by the time he's done into something that makes a difference there, right? I mean, that would be my takeaway. If
well,
we can't have him do what we'd rather.
I think we have a higher calling, and apparently this president doesn't. And if I could further one comment, you know, when he talked about the children being sacred, and I thought to myself, you know, how true that is. Our children are so sacred. But how sacred are the children in the womb to this president? And how sacred are the children that were streaming across the border? I mean, if he wanted to go someplace, then why didn't he go to Texas and Arizona, where these children are flowing across the border? Because he has failed to have any type of security policy for our borders. So even though we're all happy to have him come to North Dakota, it just, to me, again, I have to go back to an absolute misdirected leadership from this president, and it's just so devastating to see our country taken apart by this president.
You know, I think you probably are speaking for a whole lot of folks in this audience, Wes, of the concerns about what you see from the headlines. One of the reasons when I sit here and talk about 20 years later from OJ, half mockingly and half actually remembering where I was at, it's like a diversion. You know, I mean, it's like a and sometimes you need that, I guess. Sometimes you need a break from the bad news. But it, you know, you're absolutely right. There's just a lot of things that could be fairly called a crisis going on in this country right now. Appreciate the call and the commentary. Brian wanted to weigh in about our guest yesterday. Go ahead, Brian. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good, sir.
Say, that deal with April Fairfield, I'm from Jamestown, and it's kind of sad that that guy was turned away because he didn't have proper identification to vote. But if you guys got to read the write-up they did in the Jamestown Sun on it, one of the reporters' comments was, you know, why doesn't one of those people that's, you know, kind of correlating this thing or designating it, you know, when you walk in the door and they tell you, okay, go over here, make sure you got ID. He said, why don't one of them people go down to the DMV and get that guy the proper identification? You know, it's sad that a veteran can't vote. And I think that is, but at the same time, it's not those people's responsibility to make sure that you had proper identification. I mean, we did this whole voting as easy as pie thing. You know, maybe somebody should have mentioned something to that guy about getting the proper identification, or maybe he had a family member that could help. But her saying that that's the reason we got low voter turnout, I find it to be a farce because, you know, she could only come up with two circumstances where, you know, the proper identification was not furnished, therefore the people couldn't vote. And if that's the price we got to pay to make sure that taxpaying citizens are the ones that are voting in our communities, I think it's well worth it.
Good points, Brian. Appreciate the call. We are going to invite Al Jaeger on to talk about that assertion by some that the voter ID law, the new restrictions were part of the reason for voter turnout. I think that was bunk, but all opinions are welcome here. Thanks. More coming up.
Now what's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When the tank's on low, head for PetroServe USA locations. Hi, friend Scott Hill here to tell you where I fill up. PetroServe USA, you know why? They help America feel better. 100% American-made fuels. The choice of the pump, that's what you get from a PetroServe USA location. Bismarck, Mandan, the Valley City and Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead. They're in Dilworth and Glendon, up in Bemidji, down in Wappan. There's a location near you, and they have the 4-for-4 deal. That's right. Hot stuff breakfast pizza, two cookies and a 20-ounce fountain pop or a coffee's $4. Great way to start the day, the 4-for-4 deal. And that's all day, every day. For lunch or dinner, a single topping, hot stuff pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce fountain pop, 4-for-4. Here's some other great deals in June. The Deli Express Double XL Charbroil with Cheese, or the Double XL Chicken with Cheese, or the Barbecue Rib Double XL, all $2.99. Chex Mix for 99 cents, or Jack Link's 10-ounce beef sticks, $1.09. Just some of the great specials you'll find at a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America feel better.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only 1 $1,179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends tomorrow. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The hour brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and we're going to bust up some myths today. Yeah, common misconceptions about agriculture, and ask you, our audience, if there is something that you know you just want to know more about, or you have you know, somebody always says this, but I don't really think that's true. Test us, because we have Val Wagner today, who is the chair of the Promotion and Education Committee for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, to talk about ag misconceptions. GMOs are one I hear a lot about, as an example, and different practices related to ag. We do this thing called Why Do Farmers Do What They Do, where we solicit your questions, and we actually have a rancher from Belfield who's going to help us this hour and next answer a question that came in about why ranchers use horses to work cattle still instead of equipment like ATVs. So those are the kind of things that are out there. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And also, we have some time next hour to talk about OJ, if you must, or Gene Taylor's departure, or voter ID laws, or anything else.
You brought it up.
I know. I have a story in my stack, too, about
it. You started the show with OJ, for crying out loud.
I know, and I have to admit, I'm with Wes on all the fires that are out there, but it interests me. I remember.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah. But I have another one in my stack. If OJ falls flat, no pun intended.
Oh, my God. You didn't just say that, did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
If you'd rather talk about things that are, you know, salt of the earth rather than
oh, where is he going to go with this one, folks? Stand by.
Sad chapter in American history of OJ Simpson. Food companies and restaurants could soon face government pressure to make their foods less salty. The FDA is coming for the salt, baby. And taking on the restaurants. Is this the role of government? I want to go back to Wes's call earlier. All right? We're fiddling while Rome is burning with things like the VA and the immigration crisis at the border right now and Iraq and everything. And there are people paid for by your tax dollars that are worried about how much they can restrict salt at restaurants. My Lord. Anyway, that and more when we pick up next hour. We also have the discussion about the potentially illegal signature gathering that is going on with the effort to put a Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment on the ballot. So we're going to get to the bottom of that. John Gottfried of the North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation Coalition will join us coming up. But without any further ado, welcome to the program, Val Wagner. Val, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Fabulous. Now, not that I don't want you to have less to do, maybe I do, or work in other areas, but I'm kind of curious, why do we need an education committee? Why does the North Dakota Farm Bureau feel like we need to, it would seem to me, where agriculture weaves its way through almost everything in this great state, you wouldn't have to, sort of educate folks on these things. But why do we have programs that educate people about ag? Tell us a little bit about why we need it.
Well, to tell you the truth, I wish I didn't have a purpose. I wish that were true and that everybody knew the truth about agriculture and what we do on our farms, and they were willing to come out to the farm and visit us and all that stuff, and we wouldn't need a promotion education committee. That would actually be a really great dream of mine to come true. But the fact is, many times the misconceptions, some of the greatest misconceptions that you hear come from your own backyard. And I found that to be especially true in North Dakota. There's a great disconnect between what's going on the farm and people who are in the grocery store making those decisions and what they think about their food. And our whole purpose and goal is to give them a place where they can reach out to, learn more, ask those questions, start that conversation, and that's for all ages, not just, we have great programs for school-age students, all the way through, you never quit learning, so all the way through adulthood.
What would you say is the biggest misconception that you deal with?
There's a lot of different aspects to agriculture, so every niche market, every group of people who are farming have something different that they end up battling all the time. One of the things that have come up repeatedly is people assume that especially in animal agriculture, that animals are mistreated. And truthfully, that just doesn't happen. And when it does happen, we're just as happy to see those people brought to justice and be forced to pay the price for the decisions that they've made. We value our animals. We value what they provide for our families, what they provide for other families, and we treat them with a lot of respect and dignity and make decisions that are best not just for our operations but for the animal as well.
Folks, if you have any that you've dealt with yourself in the ag community, or if you're outside the ag world and one you're curious about, this is what Val does. So it's a good time to throw them by us at 800-228-0550. GMOs are one that are a prime example, I think, right, of and it's scientific and it's, there's a lot of things. But just in general, am I right? The scare tactics is the words I would use of opponents of GMOs, a constant battle in the ag world, Val?
It definitely is. And it's one, personally, as a farmer, we make those decisions whether or not we use GMO crops on a case-by-case basis. And those decisions are made, at the farm level. Every farmer gets to make that choice. And for me, I have four young boys, and our youngest child has to follow a special diet. And although so many people talk about GMOs and the bad and the things that they hear that are that scares them about it, for somebody who has a child that you see that can't enjoy food as so many others do, I see GMO products also as a hope. There are so many possibilities out there. And although we can't, just jump into it wholeheartedly and not be cautious about what the future may bring, there definitely is a science to it. This isn't just, as they call big ag, determining what the future is going to bring. There's a lot of hope in some of those products and different things. And there's just a lot more to it than the scare tactics that so many people hear about.
An emailer, a listener, sent me, I think it was a Facebook message the other day, on a link to a story. I don't remember where the story was, but it was in
some newspaper somewhere talking about Roundup, and basically that we're eating excessive levels of a popular weed killer. You know, popular misconception. What would you say to somebody who says, Roundup's bad? Again, this goes to this debate, and that, the excessive levels end up on our plate.
I'm not a scientist, so the science level behind that is something I can't speak to. But as a farmer and as a mother, I can tell you that, we don't use excessive chemicals. We don't apply things to our crops that aren't needed. We use technology in a way so that we use, minimal amounts of chemicals, and not just Roundup, but any types of chemicals, because it just doesn't make sense to use an excessive amount and not reap the benefits from it. Why spend the money if you're not going to benefit from it later? And we would personally, there's no way I would want to put anything on my plate that would, or grow a crop that would endanger my children. And so, when people talk, especially, Roundup gets a bad rap, but there are lots of other chemicals out there that are available for specific needs and are used at the, lowest possible level to reap the benefits from what that chemical is intended for. And so I just, I caution people, especially when they go on the Internet and they read things, to look at the sources, try to understand where that information is coming from, because there's a lot of money to also be made in spreading fear. And you just have to be really cautious about what you read and where it's coming from.
And, the North Dakota Farm Bureau is North Dakota farmers, right? I mean, this is, so what you're doing is representing folks that do this every day, day in, day out. It's not like it's some, monolithic, giant, outfit to try and, brainwash us, right? This is farmers talking to farmers. This is us. So that's why I appreciate what you do. And to your point of view, you can find stories on the Internet that scare the living daylights out of you on all kinds of things. But what's the source, and contrast that with the fact that in this case you're talking to folks that are neighbors and coworkers and everyone else. Wes, southwestern North Dakota, had a question or comment for our guest, Val Wagner, from the North Dakota Farm Bureau today. Hey, Wes, what's up?
Hey, Val. Hi, Scott. There is quite a bit of research out there on the chemical Roundup, along with a lot of other chemicals. One of the largest polluters is your urban areas. Where does all the rain runoff, your street runoff go? It's not treated water. It runs into our river system. A lot of people, your urban and cities, everybody likes green lawns. They don't want any dandelions or any weeds in their lawn. They're using the same chemicals that are used by farmers. When you apply pesticides or herbicides on a field, with today's farming, those chemicals stay on the field. There's very little runoff. And yet today, in the urban settings, they're using the same chemicals. You get large rainstorms, those chemicals are washing off, they're washing into the streets, and they go directly into our water system.
Wow, so interesting.
And then the research is out there that's occurring. And I just have one other question for Val.
Wes, if you would. We'll get your question on the other side of the break and maybe a comment on your assertion, too, as we continue on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The long-awaited NDSU pest management app for smartphones and tablets is now available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU pest management in the search bar and click enter. The NDSU pest management app will appear and can be downloaded. The app is searchable within each category, giving users a quick way to find a pest or management aid quickly and efficiently. There are also special tools designed for the weed section of the app to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties. As a sponsor of this project, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to download the app today and explore how it can bring value to you during this year's planting and harvest season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24-7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today in part by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home, and they also help us answer your questions on why farmers do what they do and why ranchers do what they do. And here's a question we have from a listener. Why is it ranchers still use horses to work cattle instead of equipment like an ATV? We found an answer. Chris, rancher out of Belfield, tell me why.
Well, I guess over in my part of the country, in West North Dakota, some of the country's pretty rough, and so for ease of movement of cattle and stuff like that, you get place is better with a horse than you could an ATV, and also cattle seem to work better and calmer around horses. ATVs, you know, they don't have a mind of their own like a horse does, where if you get in a rough spot and ATV go over an edge, or a horse will keep some caution to it. And also, that's just to keep tradition alive. Guys still use horses, and for that reason, too, just to keep the cowboy way going. Also, out here, sometimes it may not be the easiest way to go saddle a horse in the morning, but sometimes slower is faster to work cattle, in my eyes, anyway.
Hey, there's a lot to love about that answer, but my favorite was just keep the cowboy away. Tradition. Gotta love it. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that very much. You, too, can ask your questions of why farmers do what they do at ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home, ndfb.org. All right, we had Wes on Western North Dakota call in, and Wes, we lost you. I know you had a question, so call back with your question at 855-200-1776, and we'll put you on with our guest from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, talking about egg misconceptions here a little bit. But I did want to give you a chance, Val Wagner, by the way, the Promotion and Education Committee Chair, is with us today on the program to address Wes's first point before the break, and that was, if you want to be concerned, about the chemicals that make it into water in the cities, in the urban areas. Because in the case of the ag chemicals, they stay on the field. What about that?
Well, there's a lot of truth to that, especially if you walk into any retail store that specializes especially in lawn care, things like that. Anybody can pick up chemicals that will, make improvements to their lawn without even, it's all labeled. But there's no, once you buy that bottle, there's nobody to tell you, how to apply that and things like that. So there's a lot of truth to urban areas. There is a lot of runoff and different things like that, where it's a source of pollution as well. And, when you look at things like pesticides too, farmers go through an actual certification process in order to be able to apply those products. So, there's an education process to it. It's not just somebody, out there spraying wherever they wish, whatever they want, at whatever rate they want. And many farmers also employ the use of professionals that will tell them specifically what is needed where, and follow those guidelines and follow the agronomist's suggestions so that they're using the least amount of product possible in just the areas that it's needed.
All right, let's get some other callers in here. Mark in Williston had a question or comment. Go ahead, Mark, you're up.
Good morning. I'm not a radio talk show host, so I'm going to not probably tell other people about how to do that. But I am a theologian, and maybe when you go to Mass in the morning, listen to what you hear, but understand that that does not create a whole theology. Just went through this with our Bible study people on Sunday. One passage, two passage, three passages does not make a theology. When you're talking about loving your enemies, that is correct. But the Bible also says that God loves the sinner, but hates the sin. So when I look at those people with whom I disagree, I love them. I pray for them. We can disagree and disagree strongly. I can even hate their point of view, but I still love them, et cetera, et cetera. We have to be very careful when we do that we don't push the one emphasis so far that we do away with the other in theology.
Yeah, I know that makes sense. I think that that connects well, but it also this has to do with something we started at the beginning of the program with a little bit and tied into to OJ, believe it or not, or whatnot. But Mark, appreciate the call and the comment. I'm going to keep moving only because Val is thinking, what the heck are they talking about here? But it had to do with something we talked about earlier on the program and our constant request from our audience that when we do disagree with someone that we don't fall into name calling and spewing things at the individual, but rather keep it at their policies. So thanks for that, Mark. Well, Wes is back with that question for you, Val. Right. Go ahead, Wes, you're next. We only have a minute, so I want to quickly get it in here.
Okay. Val, where did seedless watermelons come from? And it appears that everybody likes seedless watermelon.
Good point. Seedless watermelons, there are so many products out there
available that came from, you know, some sort of genetic modification. And people automatically assume that, you know, it's all scary and this is all new stuff and these things are things that we've never seen before. And, you know, the modification process that plants and animals and everybody goes through, you know, that's been around for generations. Now, we're getting to, you know, the scientific part of it and specific things. And you just have to, again, be cautious about throwing everything out just because you hear them use words like genetically modified and those scare tactics.
Fascinating. Very interesting. And as always, Val, thanks for some good info today on the program. Busting up some of those ag myths out there. We'll have you back. Val Wagner from North Dakota Farm Bureau Education Committee, our guest on What's On Your Mind. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.